Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My voice is pretty much back to normal, so that's nice. I always worry just a little bit that it's going to be messed up forever, and then there goes the gravy train. This voice is my meal ticket, except in the sense that it doesn't buy me any meals. But being a mailman buys me meals, and thank goodness for that. Because today what I'm going to talk about, as you can tell by the episode title, is I am not a smart man. And, you know, I sometimes come across as smart because of the way that I speak or the stuff I talk about on the podcast. But there's a secret to that. And it's that I talk about things that I know about. And you don't always hear, you know, the things that I don't know about. Why would I talk about those things? But it's important to understand my limitations and that I do things that are stupid. I put the mail in the wrong box. So it is my good fortune that putting the mail in the mailbox is not complicated. It's almost simple enough that a monkey could do it. You match the numbers, you put it in the box, that's it. But I cannot tell you how many times I've messed that up. I mean, I can't tell you because I don't even know how many times I messed it up, because part of the nature of making missed deliveries is that you don't know when you make them. Because if you knew, you wouldn't do it. But there have been plenty of times where I have realized, like, oh my gosh, this is 3753 and I just put in the mail for 3735, you know, or something like that. Little mistakes like that. And it's important for me that when I notice those mistakes, that I own those mistakes. I know we already had an episode where we talked about the knock of shame, but I really try to work my entire postal career like that. And I try to do my home life like that too, but that's not the subject here. So when I make those mistakes, I own them and correct them, or I try to correct them. And that generally works out better for me than trying to hide it, trying to ignore it. You know, I had a missed delivery. There's Airbnb, a number of Airbnbs on my route, but there's one that I'm thinking of that, of course, they don't get any mail. It's an Airbnb. And I'm walking the street. I put the mail in their mailbox, and they have a locking mailbox. And as soon as I put it in, I realize, oh my God, that mail went to the next house. So there's no way for me to get it out of this locking mailbox. There's nobody home. It's an Airbnb. And so I have to go to the next house and do the knock of shame and, you know, hey, I'm sorry, this is what happened. I put your mail in your neighbor's mailbox and I'm dumb. And, you know, hey, I make mistakes. It is inevitable that I'm going to make mistakes. When people come up to me on the route and they're like, hey, were you working on Tuesday? That's the dreaded question, because you know what's going to come next. The next thing is like, oh, well, I didn't get the thing that I was looking for, and the package said it was delivered, but it's not here. And oftentimes those are my mistakes. You know, it's a great relief when they ask me, were you working Tuesday? And I'm like, oh, thank God, Tuesday was my day off. But even in those cases, I tell them, no, I wasn't working that day. But regardless, it's not like I never make mistakes. You know, I still make mistakes just like anybody else. And it's part of being human. You know, that's the job. I make mistakes as a union steward. I made a mistake last week about awarding an opt hold down, and a carrier brought it to my attention. And oh my God, thank you for letting me know about that. I got to fix it. And I went through the steps and had to tell the other person, I'm sorry, you didn't get the opt that I thought you did because I blew it. I made a mistake. But ultimately, doing that allows it to get fixed. And that's ultimately what we want, right? We want the mail to wind up in the right box. We want the package to wind up at the right house. We want the right person to get the opt. And you don't have to be smart for that to happen. Because again, the job, the basic part of the job, putting the mail in the box, is not terribly mentally taxing. It's a matter of paying attention. And it's also a matter of owning it when you make mistakes and going back and trying to recover that parcel or figure out where it went and figure out where you went wrong and get it all in the right place. So when you mess up out there, just realize you're in good company. We all do it. And sometimes you just got to eat it and own your mistake and try to fix it. All right, guys, that's all for today. Take it easy.